Did you know that your health history matters and it can play a role in chronic diseases or illnesses? Here to guide us in what needs to be in our health history, how to create it, and more is Dr. Pat Walker, the Chief Nursing Officer at Spring Valley Hospital. This is Health Talk with the Valley Health System, presented by the Valley Health System. I'm Cheryl Martin. Dr. Walker, delighted you're here to walk us through the importance of health history, not only ours, but also our family health history.
Thank you so much for having me on, Cheryl.
So why is it important to know your health history?
Knowing your health history allows your healthcare team to make safe, accurate decisions. It also helps prevent medication errors, identify risk factors, and tailor the care specifically to you. When you come to the hospital or clinic, one of the very first thing we ask about is your health history. That's not just paperwork. It's a roadmap. Your past surgeries, chronic conditions, previous hospital stay, even reaction you have had before. All of that helps us make safer, faster, and better decisions for you. No detail is too small. If you're not sure whether something matters, please share it anyway. We'd rather know.
Why is it important to know what allergies you have?
So, you know, allergies is one of those things that folks don't really think about until the moment arrives. So it's always essential to let your healthcare team know about any allergies that you might have. You might notice we ask about allergies more than once. That's on purpose. Medication allergies, food allergies, latex, contrast dye, these details protect you. Even if you have told somebody already, telling us again helps us double check and keep you safe. Repetition in healthcare is a good thing.
Dr. Walker, why is it important to know what supplements you're taking and to share that information?
Medication can interact with other prescriptions, over-the-counter drugs or supplements. If a healthcare provider isn't aware of the exact name and dosage of what you're taking, they may inadvertently prescribe something that could harm you. Dosage is crucial because the risk of interaction often increases with higher doses. It's essential for developing the correct treatment plan. Your current medication provide healthcare providers with important information about you. It talks about your existing condition, the severity of your condition, previous treatments you have had. For example, without accurate dosage information, providers may undertreat your condition or overtreat you or prescribe duplicate therapies. And none of those is ideal or what we as healthcare professional wants.
Now, talk about the best way to share your health history with healthcare professionals. You have told us that it's important to know the medications and dosages, your supplements, your allergies, but what's the best way to share it?
So the best way to share your health history, in particular about your medication, is keep an updated list on your phone. I do that. Bring it to your appointments. Use your patient portal. Every hospital now provides you with a portal. And review medication at every visit.
Now, should you also bring with you, let's say, the dates and the doctors and the places, let's say you've had a procedure before, do you need that information as well, the date of the surgery, the date of the procedure, so there is a timeline?
Yes, because we don't commit that to memory. And when you go to a healthcare facility, it's really wonderful to have all that information handy. And, you know, as I mentioned before, they're going to ask you every single time. So if you have the exact dates, your family history, everything, your allergies, everything all combined in just one area, then you can just present it to the healthcare team and they can record it and then validate that with you.
I'm glad you mentioned family as well. To what extent should you also know about your family health history as well? And why is this important?
Knowing your family history is extremely important. It helps with knowing your risk factor. And, you know, if you have older family members, offer to help them keep their information organized, attend appointments with them, up their medication list, ask about family history while they can still share it. And I do this with my own mom. Your health history isn't just paperwork, it's your safety. When patients are informed, healthcare becomes stronger.
Now, how wide of a net should it be when it says family history? Should you be asking, you mentioned your mother, father, what about siblings? Does it extend to aunts, uncles, cousins? How large of a net are we talking about, outreach?
So the larger the net, it's better. Typically, healthcare providers like to know about your immediate family, your mother, your father, your grandparents, and even your great-grands. Extended family members like cousins is kind of further down the line, and siblings as well. But it's still good to know because something might come up and they never thought of that. But because some extended family member had it, they may include it and research on that particular ailment. But the wider the net, it's better. But if you have your immediate list of your family member, that would be awesome.
What would be a delicate way to ask extended family members? And then, you know, how far should you go? Are you simply asking them, let's say, have you been diagnosed with cancer? I mean, what kinds of questions should you ask them?
Being that I actually went through that with my mom recently, it sprang from my brother passing away with cancer. And then the conversation started with my mom. So I wanted to know about my grandfather. I wanted to know about both maternal and paternal sides so I can gather as much history as possible. So the conversation, like I said, sparked because we had a family member that passed away. But it's good to have that kind of open conversation regularly. And just talk about it, especially when your family member is still with you, their memory is sharper at that time. You don't want to wait until, you know, they get older and not able to share information with you. But information is knowledge, and that will protect you.
So you're saying in an informal situation, it's better to bring this up, let's say, with siblings or other family members?
Yes, it should be a regular topic that family shouldn't be stressed out about discussing. It should be something that is really commonplace. Let's talk about, for instance, we just got through breast cancer awareness. So it's good to know about your genes and so you can protect you and you can protect your children as well. So it's a conversation that should be happening.
Talk about the importance of partnering with your healthcare team.
Healthcare works best when it's a partnership, not a one-way conversation. As patient and families, you are not passive recipient of care. You are essential members of the healthcare team. You know your body best. You notice changes before anyone else does. New symptoms, medication side effects, changes in energy, appetite, sleep. These details matter. When you speak up, you help us provide safer, more personalized care. In healthcare, we bring the clinical expertise. you bring the lived experience. When we combine those two, care becomes safer, more compassionate, and more effective.
Now, a patient's feedback is very important to you, isn't it? Talk about the DAISY app.
I'm so happy that you asked that because it means so much to us. Patient feedback matters. After your care experience, your feedback truly matters. It helps us recognize what we are doing well and identify where we can do better. And we can do better in areas for you and for the next patient, but we need to know that. One special way you can share appreciation is through the DAISY app, and it truly is an app on your phone. If a nurse has made a difference in your care or in the care of someone you love, you can easily recognize them through the DAISY app, and it's instant feedback. It allows real-time feedback so the nurse or the care partner gets that feedback right away. You can also nominate them for a DAISY award, which is different from the DAISY app. That's actually an award, a national award. Or you can nominate the support staff for a Sunflower Award. Your words mean more than you may realize. They lift our teams, reinforce compassionate care, and remind our nurses why they chose this profession. And we always thank them for entrusting us with their care.
That's wonderful. Any closing thought on why your health history matters that you just want to encourage those who are listening?
It's always helpful to make sure that not only you as the patient know what's happening with you, but you should have a close friend, a close family member as well, that knows and can support you through whatever journey that you're on, or support you with just visiting the doctor with you. And, you know, you talked earlier about older family members, and that's another thing. They get older and memory fails. So it's great for you to visit with them at their appointments and help to navigate that for them. It truly is wonderful. And we as healthcare workers love when we see family members that are advocating for other family members. That is where the true partnership comes in.
Dr. Pat Walker, thank you for explaining the importance of knowing and documenting your health history. Extremely helpful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate this session and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information, visit valleyhealthsystemlv.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media. Check out the full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. This is Health Talk with the Valley Health System, presented by the Valley Health System. Thanks for listening. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the Valley Health System. The system shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians.